Well, Evan, before we sit down with our friends Kurt Damon and Glenn Johnson, we're going to be talking about the an update on the Veterans Memorial Park that's moving ahead here in Pullman. We need to find out what's for lunch.
All right, entree specials if you'd like, smoked brisket mac or pork belly linguine Alfredo. Soup special today, taco soup. My Office Bar and Grill downtown Pullman open for lunch today starting at 11 o'clock.
And let's begin Veterans Memorial Park in Pullman. How it's proposed, it's starting to happen, but where did the idea for this park come from? Let's start with you, Kurt. Why are we talking about building a Veterans Memorial Park in Pullman? What happened to make this an idea for someone?
Well, I was involved a little bit later as the idea started, but my understanding is back when WSU built the visitor center downtown by the obelisk, which was kind of the area to honor veterans. One time they had a Memorial Day event there, and with all the road noise, discovered, you know, this maybe isn't the best place, and we need to have a dedicated area where we could honor our veterans. And so some of the American Legion members got together, formed a committee back in, I think, 2015 to kind of really start this process going forward. So it's been in the works for a while.
So almost 10 years later, what's the situation now? I know you found a location, but for people that don't know, tell us about what you have proposed for this park.
Yeah, so the proposed area is about 2.8 acres off of Fairmont Drive, just west of City Cemetery there, that the city purchased with the help of our former Mayor Glenn Johnson here back in the fall of 2022. So that really kind of kick-started our fundraising efforts, knowing that we had secured space, which was important to the city just because that was commercial property and we really wanted to protect the city cemetery. So we purchased that property and with American Legion efforts in June of 23, they made a presentation to Pullman City Council where they proposed the project and also donated $25,000 to kind of kickstart our fundraising efforts.
One of the things that in negotiations, this is, we're talking now with relatives of the farmers who originally owned all that property around here. And I've got to say, we cannot thank the relatives enough, because they could have said, okay, well, the appraised value, it's commercial, so we want you to pay this amount. And they actually worked together with them at several meetings on Zoom at that particular time. And they actually basically donated some of that price. So we really want to thank them. We met with a couple times. I remember meeting with a couple of people out there at the cemetery talking about, okay, we need to have access to our farmland. We need to have this, this, and this. And we said, well, yeah, we can work that out.
And whose family ground was that? I'm trying to remember.
It's a number of different families that were involved that are there today dealt with. But I'm sure there was a Druffle involved somewhere around there, because I think we met with one of the Druffles.
And it's the triangle piece. Yes, as you drive up into the cemetery, and you've got that triangle
piece. It's the perfect location.
It is the perfect location. I agree with you, because it's right before you get to the cemetery.
And when you look at the drawings that are online, all you have to do is just type in Veterans Memorial Pullman, Washington. It'll pop up right away with the city website. And when you look at that design, and it was done by a WSU architect professor to help us out. And it really is something that we would really love to have in this community.
Yeah, it really is. And so what it comes to now, obviously, is money.
Always comes down to money.
And we've, burned through all of our COVID money. I'm teasing. So it's a fundraising deal that we're doing at the moment. That's how we're going to get this done, right?
Yep. So through donations, applying for some grants as they become available, and if we get farther down the road into construction, maybe some in-kind with some local contractors that could be used as well.
So the whole project is roughly around $2 million. We've got roughly $500,000 raised so far.
Wow.
Which is a combination and some pledges and things of that. And we know we've got that as good seed money to start building on this and to help also help any further designs and things of that nature.
And it's not just a passive, it is a passive space per se, but I know I've looked at the drawings. There's actually a monument there. I mean, there's flags. You've got the big star and the circle monument. And this is quite an amazing looking thing. And again, just Google Pullman Veterans Memorial Park and you'll see it. But this is going to be a statement, a very awesome, amazing statement.
And it's something that really you should. I mean, you honor your veterans.
Absolutely.
I mean, they have done so much for the freedom of that we should enjoy each and every day. And, you know, when we saw back then and we tried to even move the obelisk out to the cemetery, and we knew it would crumble. So this is really important for this whole community. And I know we have people out there that sitting back and waiting and saying, okay, we'll see how you guys do. Well, again, we've raised so much, almost about $500,000. And we've got some more to go. But it's a worthy project.
Now, if someone is listening and they this hits their heart and say, you know what, I think I'd like to help out, what's the easiest way for folks to make donations to the Veterans Memorial Park in Pullman?
Probably through the City of Pullman Parks and Recreation Department. Okay. Reach out to the American Legion as well.
Okay.
We're working side by side with them.
Okay. And it's separated funds. It's on the Metropolitan Park District.
Okay.
So that's totally,
I see.
So that can control, right. We can have the whole control directly going to the veterans.
Got it. Thing, so. Okay, got it. And then, so at this point, we don't have like a clickable website thing where we just start, or do
you
we?
Can, yeah, you can, do. Yep. You can actually push donations.
Okay, good. Yeah. Okay, we can just click and make donations right there.
Yep. Type in Pullman Veterans Memorial.
And I tried it yesterday and works.
It works. Yeah. Okay, how much did you give?
I just tried to see if the donation thing
okay,
would work. Okay,
okay, got it. We're all lined up.
Hey, I've got my money lined up.
I'm teasing. Now, you know, like you said, Kurt, we're almost 10 years into the thought process on this and the planning on this, and obviously money is the key. I mean, ideally, what's the hope in terms of when we could see this fantastic memorial maybe here in Pullman? I mean, timelines, is it too early to throw them out there? It just kind of depends on dollars?
It depends on dollars, and I feel like we've kind of kicked it. Moved it ahead a little bit, but, you know, potentially if we had some strong fundraising efforts, you know, potentially in 26, I think we could.
Okay.
26, 27. Right. I know we've got committee members that are very excited to see this thing go.
When you look at the committees and you look at World War II veterans that have been passing too rapidly, and you even look at our committee that started back in 2015, I recognize some names that have passed on that were helping the American Legion. So it's something that we need to get going on.
It is.
And again, to honor our veterans, and it's a beautiful, it would make a beautiful entry to the cemetery.
Yeah, and even just coming in from the south end of town, right? Because you'll see it prominently right there.
And then to have those banners eventually on the poles around there, that would also be really important.
I like it.
I'm glad we passed the oven test. I hope we passed the bill test.
yes.
No, a great idea, but $1.5 million still approximately needs to be raised to make this thing come to fruition, right? Unlike WSU, if Bill Moose was in charge of this, he'd have it built by now, and you worry about how to pay for it later.
We would be waiting for the Pac-12 advertising money. You know, that's what we had to wait for. It was that DirecTV money. DirecTV gets it every single time. We know that.
Yep. Mercy. All right.
But in this case, you raise the money beforehand before you can start turning dirt then, right? The thing has to be paid for before there's construction.
At least the majority of the money should be there. At least the majority of the money should be
there. We can do it. I like it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
One more time on where to go to get more information and to donate to the website, Kurt.
If you go to the City of Pullman Parks and Recreation page, or even just type in Pullman Veterans Memorial Monument Park, it should come right up there. Click on that, and there's a couple opportunities. The donate button's kind of right in front of you.
Boom.
Okay. A very, very worthy endeavor. The Veterans Memorial Park, and we can make it happen by everybody reaching in their pocket and helping out with that. Hey, thank you, Kurt Damon. Thank you, Glenn Johnson, for being with us this morning, talking about this great project. We're Bill and Evan with Kurt and Glenn, and this is your morning news.